A common and complex eating disorder. Binge eating disorder is the most common eating disorder in the United States, and at the same time one of the least discussed and understood. Binge eating disorder, or BED, is defined as reoccurring episodes of consuming large amounts of food rapidly to the point of discomfort, accompanied by the sense of loss of control while eating. Typically, binge eating episodes are followed by extreme feelings of distress and shame. National Eating Disorders Association. After a binge, there are no behaviors used to compensate for calories consumed, such as purging, laxative use, or excessive exercise. These compensatory behaviors are present in bulimia nervosa, which is the primary difference between the two eating disorders. A recent study found that 2.8 million people in the United States are affected by BED. Healthline statistics. Therefore, three times as many people live with BED than anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa combined. This statistic is alarming since BED is often neglected in the discussion of eating disorders, while so many people are continuing to suffer from the disease. BED does not discriminate, as it affects individuals of all ages, genders, races, socioeconomic statuses, and walks of life. Positive strides were made in 2013 as the DSM-V, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, finally recognized BED as a distinct eating disorder with its own unique characteristics and criteria. As the DSM-V is the resource in which mental health professionals refer to in making diagnoses, this milestone was crucial. Previously, BED had been lumped into the EDNOS, Eating Disorders Not Otherwise Specified, category, which is now referred to as OSFED, Other Specified Feeding Eating Disorders. Casting off BED as a subtype of disordered eating instead of its own mental illness was troublesome, as insurance companies can deny treatment for those who do not fit under a clear diagnosis. Before receiving its own official diagnosis, BED was viewed by many not as a mental illness, but as an individual deciding to overconsume. Those struggling with BED were viewed as overindulgent, lacking the self-control and willpower to limit their food consumption. Much of society still holds these ideas today. While its addition to the DSM-V provides further understanding into the validity of BED as a mental illness, there is still lack of education, which perpetuates popular myth around the disorder. Those living with BED do not choose to undergo an ongoing struggle with food. Understanding that developing the disorder is not one's fault is central to healing. BED is a complex mental illness that deserves recognition as the all-consuming disorder it is. Extensive work is required to overcome BED, but recovery is possible. This book aims to provide hope for those struggling with this disease, as well as the tools to begin or continue recovery. The heart behind this book comes from a place of understanding that those who feel chained by binge eating behavior can find lasting freedom. For those who may be concerned about their eating habits but do not feel like they fit neatly into the diagnosis for BED, that is perfectly fine. This book provides strategies to better understand and manage distressing behaviors that can be applied to various concerns surrounding food. The information and the following chapters can also serve those who know someone navigating BED and would like to learn more about the disorder and the recovery journey. The next chapter will dive into the diagnostic criteria for BED, as well as the traits that distinguish BED from other behaviors, such as emotional eating and overeating. Lesson 1. Understanding Binge Eating Disorder. The core of BED is recurrent episodes of binge eating. But how does the DSM-V define a binge? The two following traits must be present. Eating an amount of food that is significantly more than most would eat in similar circumstances in a short amount of time. Loss of control over how much, what one is eating. Feeling like one cannot stop eating. Episodes of binge eating also must include at least three of the following characteristics. Eating rapidly. Eating to the point of discomfort. Eating when one is not physically hungry. Eating alone so others do not know how much one is eating. Episodes followed by feelings of shame, guilt, disgust.